Right, Alexandra Haikova is going to talk about the using the Wallgrind Error Manager for file descriptor tracking.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Alexandra. I work in Red Hat. And I want to talk about file descriptors tracking with Wallgrind and how we improved file descriptors tracking in Wallgrind recently. Thanks. So what we are going to talk about, we are going to talk about what Wallgrind is, what you can do when you see an error. And recently we implemented a very cool thing. You can run Wallgrind from inside GDB, which makes Wallgrind actually interactive. And I want to talk about file descriptors a bit and how Wallgrind can help you to detect misusing them. Next. Okay, so what's Wallgrind? I hope everyone knows that. Wallgrind is a tool which instruments your code and tracks all the syscalls and After your program exits, it will tell you various errors that you did. So the main and default Wallgrind tool is memchecked. It detects the unaccessible or undefined memory, but we have also other tools like CacheGrind, Massive, HelpGrind. And there is also Nantoon, which used to did nothing, but we used it to actually report file descriptor errors. Next. So what Wallgrind Error Manager is, so it creates events when there is a syscall, we track where and what is happening so we can tell you. Wallgrind doesn't only report in a human readable form, but we can actually report in an XML format, and I know that Eclipse is using that. I don't know if other tools may use that. So when we was working on file descriptor tracking, we also can report that in XML format. So there is an option for this. So if you want XML format, you can use that, and we'll report in XML format. Also, Wallgrind has suppressions. So there is a way, so you can have a suppression file, you run it with Wallgrind, and in a suppression file, you'll record known issues. Wallgrind actually can sometimes even give false positive. I hope it doesn't happen often, but if this is an issue, you can use suppression file. Also, Wallgrind for a long time can be used with GDB. But before, you had to have two terminals set up. In one terminal, you would run GDB. In other terminal, you would run Wallgrind. But now, you can run Wallgrind from inside GDB. The next slide, please. So I have an example how you would do that. So you'll run GDB. You set some things. And then you'll start the Wallgrind using target extended remote command. You can see Wallgrind there, but VGDB. VGDB is intermediary tool, and we need that to negotiate the connection. After you'll do that, you'll run your program under GDB and Wallgrind at the same time. And so what you can do, you can start or run as you are used to. You can set breakpoints. You can do whatever you are used to with GDB. But when you run and Wallgrind spots any kind of error, it will send a SIGTRAP signal to GDB, and GDB will stop your program. And at this point, you can print the variable or structure, or you can ask for backtrace. So I think, but not only that, you can communicate with Wallgrind using monitor commands. So you can actually ask Wallgrind about if the flag is defined. You can ask Wallgrind about how many file descriptors are open, things like that. I wrote an article about this, so you can read it if you're interested. Next. So file descriptors are like other resources. They are a bit like memory from our point of view. So you have to open file descriptor, or you can inherit it, and you have to allocate your memory. After you are done with your file descriptor, you should close it in the same way like you should free your memory. Also, you can try to read from descriptors you never inherited. Like, you can try to read from the memory which is not yours. Okay, so Valgrind is not tracking the file descriptors by default. If you want to track them, you need to use this track FDs yes option. Also, I wanted to emphasize that I always think about file descriptor like about file, but it's not just a file. Of course, it can be signal, it can be socket, and other things. So when you open the file descriptor, Valgrind will record where you opened it, and we will tell you after. Next. So one of the things you can do is try to double close your file descriptor. Why is that problem? It's mainly a problem when there is multi-threaded program. So your one thread closes it, another thread opens another file descriptor which actually has the same number, and first thread closes it and the other thread wants to read from it or write from it. So if you use file descriptors, track FDs yes, at the end, or if you're using it with GDB, it will tell you immediately. So it will tell you file descriptor number, it will tell you where you closed it originally and where it was open. You can try to use file descriptor after close, and it's the same. So you closed it and then you try to write there. You can also try to read from there, and